Lucy Hum?
If they want Bashy's wool, I get all the money, right?
Well, you raised him.
What'll I buy? I never had money before.
Oh no, he doesn't look well.
They told me I'd find help here in Mecca.
And you have.
Siham!
Papa, where are you going?
We can't just leave. We have to take care of this man first.
But what about Bashu?
Remember what the Quran teaches about charity, Siham. For those who give in charity, men and women, and loan to Allah a beautiful loan, it shall be increased manyfold. If we don't live by that, well, then we're no better than the people who used to rule this city. You know, Siham, Mecca was a different place then. Hundreds of idol gods surrounded the Kaaba. And for people who were poor, like myself, life was very difficult. Why, thank you, sir.
I'll take that.
When I loan money, I expect to be paid back.
Please, I need it. My family is hungry.
You should have thought of that before.
Hey, get him!
Welcome to Mecca! You've all traveled so far. Remember, be generous in your offerings. Very generous. And the gods will bless you. What?
Oh, great and holy Shazar. Now I've given you everything I owe.
You're paid to polish, not to pray, Sumaya. It's the pilgrimage season. I want these gods to shine.
Mecca, thy name is kindness, and thy virtue is like a flower in full bloom.
I hate you. Now give me the answer.
Patience, Suhail. The prophecy of the divine arrows cannot be rushed. Well chosen, Suhail. Go ahead with your scheme to cheat the Swordmaker, for the arrows say you won't get caught.
Indeed.
Thief!
Ah, you've a good eye for slaves, Maya.
Please, set me free. Please.
I'll take him. Halal.
Remember this. They can whip your body, but your soul is free. It belongs to no one.
You! Out of the way! Throw them again, boy. Remember, lose, and you become my slave.
No!
You're mine!
Thank you.
Get up and get out of here!
Look at all these people. The most successful pilgrimage in years.
Good thing the gods are here in Mecca.
Some of these pilgrims aren't too bright. They're paying twice what the goods are worth.
No. It's true. We'd be stupid not to raise the price on everything.
What has become of our charity? These pilgrims are on a sacred journey to a holy place. We used to take pride in supplying water and shelter for the faithful. Now it seems we pride ourselves in taking advantage of their devotion.
I won't listen to this!
He's Abu Jahal. Abu Talib is our leader.
Yes, and he's my brother.
But that doesn't mean I have to sit here and listen to false accusations.
The pilgrims would dry up and blow away if it weren't for us. We're worth 10 times what we take. He thinks he can lecture us just because his clan takes care of the Kaaba.
We must change our ways.
Careful, Abu Talib. Change can be dangerous.
Little did Abu Talib know that the nephew he raised, Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, was about to change the world forever. For at that time, at the age of 40, he was climbing toward a cave outside the city, to be alone, to pray and ponder. He was troubled by all the injustice of Mecca. Slavery, the mistreatment of women, greed, gambling, the sacrificing of babies, and the reliance on idol gods made of wood and stone. Not the one God of Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. So as he did every year, he came to that cave. Suddenly, he was surrounded by light. When he looked up, he saw the Archangel Gabriel standing before him. "Read," said the angel. "Tim, read in the name of your Lord, the Creator. He created man from a clot of blood. Your Lord is the most bounteous who taught the use of the pen. He has taught man what he did not know." And then Gabriel vanished. But on his way down the mountain, Gabriel appeared again and said, "Muhammad, you are the messenger of God, and I am Gabriel." Once the angel was gone, Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, struggled for home. He asked Khadija to cover him. He told her everything he had seen and heard. Soon after, Khadija went to her cousin, a religious scholar, and told him what had happened.
"Your husband is a prophet of God. The people will accuse him of lying and many other evils.